This is Hot Talk, produced by Missy Bailey on Hot 105.
Now, here's Jill Tracy.
Welcome back to Hot Talk. We are talking about the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Hashtag justice or else. Are you going? Are you getting on the bus? South Florida. Give us a call, 888-550-9105. Members of Muhammad's Mosque number 29 are in the building, along with, well, several other brothers from, is that your mosque?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So everybody is from 29.
29.
Minister Brother Patrick Muhammad,
yes,
and Musadiq,
yes,
are on the mic. But all of the other brothers, and I just, you know, let me just.
You feel comfortable.
Let me just.
You,
look,
no, you
look
feel
here.
Comfortable.
Let me tell you, okay?
Say it.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is just.
It's just a level of comfort and support that. You know, I wish we felt all the time.
So imagine 20 buses.
Full of that.
Going
10, this is what I'm
10,
saying.
15, 20 buses out of South Florida.
This is what I'm saying. You know, I'm going to go to the callers. But I in researching several things recently, I came across a quote from Harry S. Truman, of all people, because you never know where real inspiration is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the only new news is the history that you do not know.
Come on now.
And I thought, you know what, that's it. Because, and the ministers talk so poignantly about how if we knew who we are,
Come
if
on.
We only knew who we are, then so many of the maladies of our community would fall away. Because if the level of honor that we carry, mm-hmm, through the world would make you realize that the things that you are suffering through are not yours.
That's right.
They're just not yours.
That's right. That's right.
We'll take these calls, and I'll let you chime in on that. Leroy on line one. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Leroy?
Yes, South Miami.
Welcome to Hot Talk.
Okay, here's the point I want to stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard the brother came on earlier. I can define black. If you just give me a minute, all through the 50s and 60s, we had leaders like Dr. King. You know, he went to jail a couple of times. You know that, right?
Yes.
Jesse Jackson. Those people went to jail. How many brothers? They had the Million Man, the first one in '95. Okay, how many brothers got killed 20 years before 1995, from 75 to 95? And how many brothers then got killed from 95 to the present, 20 years? Okay, we can look at that as a scenario. And another thing, the brother said something about the CIA. Farrakhan is nothing for the CIA to kill. They killed Kennedy. They're killing people in Iraq right now today with that weapons of mass destruction lie. So Farrakhan ain't nothing for the CIA to kill. People just tell stories sometimes to make themselves look so great. But here's the correct definition of black. Let me define it for you right quick. It is the people that put here. It is the people that put here by God. Okay, it's the people put here by God with the nappy hair. How you can tell that's true? The brother was right. You can tell them that's true because right now, turn to anybody you know today that was made that is biracial. Look at the hair. Okay, and then ask them how old are they. Let's say somebody was born in 1975. Okay, now was that slavery?
Brother Leroy.
No. Why does your hair look like that?
Brother
Why
Leroy.
Looking like that.
Brother
you know,
Leroy.
Now, there's another point the brother want to make.
But Brother Leroy.
Let the nappy hair black people lead the people. How many times that Farrakhan went to jail? He ain't went yet because you know why? He's an instigator. Brother, and he's a goddamn liar.
Brother Leroy.
Leroy. Okay, profanity is not necessary.
Yeah, we're living in, but it's all right, Brother Leroy, because, see, you just misinformed. And you're very misinformed because what you don't know is that, see, you know what the difference is in this day and time? I've been walking with the minister. I'm one of those who's walking with the minister for the last 20 years of my life. I was a student minister in Phoenix, Arizona. I watched with my own eyes the FBI come to the palace where the minister was at. And the minister has told them several times, the difference between me and some other leaders is that I got a God that is backing me, that is protecting him. And a lot of our people, you know, this is some of the reason that we cannot come in unity. You know, if you go down the street and in every corner where we at, are we making the same noise with the drugs that's coming out of our community? Farrakhan didn't bring it. Are we making the same noise with the guns that's in our community? Farrakhan didn't bring it. Are we making the same noise with how they're advertising for our people, now our children to be vaccinated, and now we're finding children at 10 years of age having cancer? Farrakhan didn't do it. Farrakhan called a million black men. The question you got to ask yourself, Brother Leroy, why did God allow a man who is not called a Christian, and 95% of the black men who showed up on the mall were Christians?
Yeah.
So we're living in a serious time. We don't want to go over this black stuff and whatnot. You know what? You know, some people couldn't even call them 10 flies to the mall. And maybe some people are sipping on ENJ. I don't mean the alcoholic beverage, envy and jealousy. Get over it, man. God is pushing Farrakhan and a lot of our people to come together. We must fight in unity. But I got to say this. This is the manifestation of the sellouts today. Some people get behind a mic and talk real strong. Farrakhan been working for 40 plus years. Farrakhan done walk in the street with the gangbangers. They say, man, we love you, Minister Farrakhan. You've been putting it down for a long time. The Nation of Islam has been trying to do it. And while I'm on that note, my dear sister, you say, man, it feels real good to be in here with the brothers. You know what the 10,000 fearless ones that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan called for? You know what it's going to be about? It's not for us to go in front of no tanks and do anything stupid. No, the 10,000 fearless one is for us to go back into our communities.
That's right. Right.
Stand between the gangs and making sure that our women don't get raped no more. Our children have security. The 10,000 fearless one will have to go into the community. Get out the mosque. Get out the church. Go in the street where the people are gangbanging, where there is death in the street, and show your real love. Then we can talk about who's black.
Yeah, I just have to say, Leroy, I think it is. You know, I would just offer you, Leroy, that if you weigh the positives of what the minister Louis Farrakhan has offered to the world in terms of respecting one's own versus whether his hair is straight or not.
Man, we crazy as hell.
I think that we have to really be careful not to negate, you know, one of our last living witnesses to history who has always championed. I don't care what you think. I don't care what sound bites you've heard. But you will never hear anybody tell you that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has not always championed the cause of people of color throughout the world. And that alone should make you get on that bus. Line two.
Maybe we could talk about Dr. King later. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk. We have, let me see, Ellen from Miramar on line one. Welcome to Hot Talk. Or Obadiah?
Yes.
Hi, line two. How are you? Margate, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I just wanted to say I kind of understand what Leroy and Dollar Bill was trying to say, but they just a little off because the Nation of Islam, first of all, we as so-called black people should not be in the Nation of Islam because we're not Muslims. Muslims were the ones that helped put us into slavery.
Okay, all right. So let me just ask you, if
he's trying to get on the bus.
Right. If you do you really do you think that the Nation of Islam and Minister Louis Farrakhan are attempting to harm people of color?
No. Okay. That's not his intention. I'm not saying that.
So then what would any of the rest of that?
I listen to Farrakhan a lot. Farrakhan is a great motivational speaker. He can bring black people together, so-called black.
Okay, so then why does that other stuff matter?
Well, it really should just pertain to us as a people because we are the ones that are being oppressed, not the others.
I'm not
really concerned about the others because we are the ones that are being oppressed in America. I don't know if you know
Obadiah?
Yes.
How are you, brother?
Yes, how old am I?
No, I don't care about your age, brother. I said, how are you? That's the first thing.
I'm fine.
You're good. You live in South Florida?
Yes.
Are you old enough to vote?
Yes.
You know how many black judges we have?
No.
You know how many black schools we have?
No.
Do you know how many black police officers we have?
No.
Do you know how many young black men have been killed in the streets?
By who?
Period.
No, and
okay,
I'm
listen. That's my whole point. Listen, bro. Hold on, brother. Brother, that's my whole point. What we're trying to do is offer a solution. We're trying to come together in unity.
We're not going to come together as a unit and unify until we get back to the laws, statutes, and commandments that the Most High gave us.
Okay, fine. But we can talk about that. But what we're talking about right now is justice or else. And what we first need to do is have a mission.
Who are you going to get justice from?
What do you mean?
You're going to go to your enemy to ask them for justice?
No. I say unifying. We're talking about unifying first. That's the reason for justice or else, so that we can unify and have a common cause, a common goal, to have a direction to move in, to separate the foolishness. Let's not talk about hair. Let's not talk about this other stuff, man. Let's just get together as a people to save our babies, save our women, save our community, build our own schools, our farmlands and factories, hospitals.
Do that. You think you're going to march and do that?
You know,
not going to do it.
Yes.
You're going to have to get back to the laws, statutes, and commandments and get away from Babylon. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to separate yourself from this total institution.
We agree. I'm in agreement with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
So,
hold on, listen. I'm in agreement with you.
Judges and this and that. I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Do you know how much a bushel of wind weighs?
How much of what?
A bushel of wind weighs.
I do know that there's 16 pounds of pressure per square inch in the universe.
No, I asked you.
I ain't worrying about a bushel of wind. I'm talking about the pressure that it takes to take 4 ounces to knock you out, and it's 16 pounds of pressure per square inch, and we're still living. That's what I do know. And I'm saying we're trying to get on the bus and get to D.C.
That's the problem that we have with brothers. See, when you asked me a question, I didn't know the answer to it. I told you, I don't know.
I said
but
I didn't.
But you, on the other hand, you want to go and fight me with something else.
No, brother, I just want you to get on the bus.
Unify.
I just want you to get on the bus.
But
May I? To my dear brother, you spoke about the Most High.
Yes.
And this is the thing we have to agree to disagree, but let us not be disagreeable.
Right.
Let me finish, please, brother. You know, when we're killing each other, the way, number one, we're killing each other, and when the police come in our community, they're killing us because we're disunited, they don't ask us what you believe in. They don't ask, I'm of Haitian descent. They don't ask me to open up my mouth and see if I have an accent.
You're not of Haitian descent. You are not of Haitian descent.
How do you know? Do you know about me? My mother is Haitian.
Your father is a Haitian.
One moment, please. My father,
okay, go ahead.
Brother, my mother is Haitian. My father is Haitian. I grew up in Haiti and lived 15 years of my life. I went to school there. I speak Creole. I speak French. French don't make me Haitian. My father is rooted into the connection of our ancestors in Haiti. So why would you say I'm not?
Because I'm going to explain to you why you're not. Because Haiti is not where you come from. You're from the tribe of Levi. You are Israelite. Okay. Whether you know
we're
going
to have to
you
keep working with the youth because we see that there's some of our people that are in one aspect.
All right, Obadiah, thank you so much because I have other calls we got to get to and we're almost out of here. Ellen on line one in Miramar. Hi. Oh, is she there? She's gone. Okay, Brother Albert on line three. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, sir?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Patrick.
Oh, wa alaikum salam, Brother Albert. How are you?
Believers, you have to overlook a lot of opposition that affects our goal and what we're trying to accomplish. I've been in the nation for years, ever since 1969. I've been called faggot, sissy, punk, FBI, troublemaker, hypocrite, everything. But I don't let that bother me. Truth don't have no color to it. And truth and righteousness is going to affect everybody you see, man, woman, child, everybody that comes from a woman, and that's all of us. And everybody out there, I want y'all to know something. The works of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is this. Look at Malachi, the fourth chapter, which is the last chapter in the book, in the Old Testament. Fourth chapter, the fifth and sixth verse. The messenger's program overall is this. To turn our hearts back to our fathers in God and God back to us. The question is asked, who separated us from our father? Who separated us from God? Who separated us from our language? Everything that we have and supposed to be doing, it was done for on a purpose. And we are taught that the division and everything is going to be so much so heavy against us and that this is the load we have to carry. Everyone knows what the messenger's been about. And this is our goal. So, brothers, don't let no one affect you about the name calling.
Right.
Protect us back from the sources that we've been disconnected from, and that is God.
This
is going to be problems. We have problems. We have problems from outside. We have problems from inside. This is why Scripture said there was a very few that really followed Christ. Christ said, "Who would be my followers?"
Mm-hmm.
And that was the main question because you don't have too many people. Lies been spread. Separation been spread. We've been divided. We've been sold. Our mothers and fathers been sold. We don't have our own names, our own culture, our own history. This is a tough, rough job. As the messenger told us, this is the hardest job that any of the prophets have to solve. This is why of all the people you read about, all the people, historians, everyone that has did this work, what did they do? They was waiting on this last one to see what he had to say. Because it was his job to get in, announce.
Thank you, Brother Albert. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes.
To announce what we got to go through.
Yes,
and
sir.
His job was, the book say, whenever Christ come, his job was to reveal the man of sin, the messenger said with the white man. The son of prediction, the man, the messenger said with the white man. The lawless one, the messenger said with the white man. The one that kidnapped us, brought us over, enslaved us, and got us now divided against one another, working, and this is the worst sin in the world. But we are going to have to see her overcome this.
Brother Albert.
We overcome this with truth. We overcome this with patience. And we got that. We got what it takes. Mr. Farrakhan, don't worry about defending him. Allah is backing him.
Thank you, Brother Albert. And Kenny on line four. Let's just clean the lines because we are almost out of here. Hi, Kenny. I'm from Miami Gardens. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, ma'am. I want to follow up on a couple of questions.
Okay, first quickly, because we're almost out of here.
Mother and brother, hello?
Yes, no, I just said you have to be quick, because we have
mother and brother, you should have answered that question. If you didn't know the answer to that question, that brother asked you because it made you look kind of bad, because he answered all your questions straight up. If you didn't know him, he answered them. But now, let me reflect back to what happened right quick. Now, here's my take on everything. Are y'all ready? Can I talk?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, here's my take on everything. Here's what the brother, I kind of understand what Leroy, and if this is a dollar bill, I know that brother. That brother got a criminal history with corporate America out of this world. I mean, a criminal history. But anyway, let me say this right now, right quick. What they're saying is this. What's the difference between slave master, listen very closely, what's the difference between slave master leading the black people, listen to me good, and slave master junior? Slave master junior is someone that's, we live in 2015, why does the slave master junior still making babies in the black race, and after they make them babies, this is what happens. Now they just became prettier. They the pretty actress. They the pretty leader. But why is slave master junior? That's what the people are saying. Move slave master junior out of the way. They don't want slave master junior to lead them. Not that we're not arguing good. That's part of the problem we keep telling you. How was slave master junior born? We still got these black women doing these things that they shouldn't be doing. That's not good. Look at Farrakhan now.
Okay. If we can't pass Farrakhan's hair,
it does matter.
You know, we in deep trouble. But you know, I don't hear no campaign for those racist people that colored Jesus white. Ain't nobody saying nothing in many churches we go to, and we see that. Dear brother, we are dying. We are at war with ourselves and others. We are dying by the hundreds and the thousands. What will it take now for us to unite? We propose, under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, for us to come together. We gotta find a reason to come together. We have more reasons now to be united than to be disunited. We're not gonna get caught up on.
Wait.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Wait. Don't.
You know.
Okay. Next,
Sister Jill. I didn't know it was. But let me say this. Now I realize what kind of task we have on our hands.
Right.
But I gotta bring a scripture here.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible. The children of Israel, what is justice or else? Every messenger of God, message is attached with a threat, backed by God himself. The oldest children of Israel, Jehovah told Moses, tell them to go to the promised land. And they said, we don't want to go to the promised land. You go and get and set it up for us. And God said, since you will sit here and not go, I'm going to let you die off. And I'm going to take your children and take the promised land. Could it be that that's why our youth are not the same way some of these callers are? The youth needs direction. So let's focus on the youth and those who want to come aboard. 10-10-15.
Justice or else, get on the bus, South Florida. South Florida Million Man March Movement.com. You can get information there about how you can be a part. And I want to thank you. You know, we've ended where we started. And I said, you know, this is the dilemma that we face in our community. And I want to ask both of those brothers. I'll have to go back to that on Sunday because it disturbs me on a level that I can't really even explain that. The texture of the minister's hair,
man,
would stop you from supporting something that's good for your community. I just want you to think about that, and I want you all to think about that.
Well, I better not grow my hair.
Between now and next week, I'll join you right back here. We are indeed blessed to be here. Thank you very much brothers here. To DJ Tricklin for holding me down, for Missy Bailey being my sister, even though she's trying to kill me. It's not going to happen, though. It's not going to happen. I'm going to get you on. Listen, justice or else, you're going to get right else up in there, Missy Bailey.
But we are with y'all, though.
Thank you.
We love y'all.
Thank you very much.
Even though they like this, we love them because they don't know who they are. Forgive them,
you
Father.
Know, for they know not
what they do
what they
and
do.
Say.
And just like, you know, how many times in history did somebody have to say, Harriet Tubman said, I could have freed so many more people if they only knew they were slaves. I want y'all to think about that. And we'll be back next Sunday. Love you, mean it. I am Jill Tracy. And this is Hot Talk. on Hot 105.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Hot Talk is produced by Missy Bailey. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.